Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Having a lot of fun introducing the Lord's Prayer. We're talking about our Father who art in heaven. Jesus has broke down that partition that separates the average person from God. That partition was the veil that separated the holy place from the most holy place in the temple. The Jews looked at their temple as heaven on earth. The references in Judaism to heaven and earth, they didn't think about the sky and the ground. They thought about the temple. And so when you see references to heavens and the earth, think in the terms of a Jew rather than in the terms of a Gentile, as of course we so often do. Our Father who art in heaven, then, would have been an unusual statement. Because the average Jew's not thinking, my spiritual dad who's way over in the cosmos. The average Jew would have heard that and thought, he's saying that God who lives in heaven, which is behind the veil in the temple, is our Father, which makes that veil obsolete because sons have rights to go to fathers. Slaves don't have a right to go to the master, but a son has a right to go to the father. So by the very statement, our Father who art in heaven, he's breaking down barriers. He's telling the average person they have the right to go to God, not as a distant entity, but as their father. This is releasing sonship into the people. It's giving them the identity of sons. Paul would master in that subject when he would come along with his ministry, being the founder of Christianity as we know it. And one of the basics that Paul would preach over and over and over again was the identity of sonship. He would write in to the church at Galatia, "You are no longer servants, but sons. And if sons, then the Spirit cries out in us, Abba, Father." Abba being daddy, daddy, father. So one of the marks of sonship is Abba, Father, daddy, father. So Jesus is unveiling a whole new way of talking. Also, it's worth more than a passing glance to see the location of the Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, and as I said a moment ago, to the Jew, heaven on earth was the temple. So they're seeing behind the veil, thinking he's talking about God who's in heaven, but he's calling him Father, which is amazing. But also, wherever the Father is at, that's heaven. The Father is always in heaven. So if he resides in the middle of your hell, he turns your hell into heaven, wherever he is at. He is not in heaven and then pulling you into heaven. He is in you, putting heaven into you. Well, one of the hallmarks of faith in Jesus Christ is heaven. It's one of the things Christians sing about, talk about, write about, preach about, and we should. But I think our idea of this distant city with mansions and all of those things are not correct in relation to how Jesus taught it. Remember in John 14, Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place, I'll come again, receive you unto myself, that where I am there, you may be also." But what he said is, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, for in my Father's house are many mansions. The word mansions is not a house. The word mansions is abode, a room. There are many mansions. You are one of those mansions. You're in the Father's house, and you're one of the rooms in which the Holy Spirit dwells. We'll take that a step further tomorrow. Man, having a good time with this. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.